Okay, the Gemara here says a tremendous chiddush that b'zman hazeh you're allowed to be matal mum in a carbon. As you know, there are very few carbonists b'zman hazeh, almost none, except in the unfortunate incident where a farmer has a bechor that's born. The Gemara here says a chiddush that even though there's an issur d'oraisa to put a mum in a carbon, but b'zman hazeh you're allowed to be matal mum b'karbin. And the way we understand the Gemara, Rava says that why can't you be matal mum by a carbon? Because it's a carbon. You've got to be makrivit. But since today we can't be makriv the carbon anyway, so there's no isser in putting a mum into a carbon. There's no base of English today. We can't be makrivit anyhow. Now, the kasha I had when I learned this Gemara has to do with an old dispute that I had ongoing with the Rosh Kotel by us in the yeshiva. It seems that he holds that there's a mitzvah to believe that Mashiach is coming today. That the idea of Tzipisli Yeshua is a tzviah that Mashiach is coming. You're supposed to believe he's coming today. So I always check at him, if you believe Mashiach is coming today, so why do you have a life insurance policy? Why do you put money in the bank in a CD? Mashiach is coming today. And nevertheless, they bring rice and the Chafetz Chaim. He always ran to the window. And he said, he's coming. Is there such a thing, an imamin, that you believe Mashiach is coming today? So there are a couple of rayas that there's no such thing. One is the fact that is the kasha that the Rashbi has. The Rashbi has the kasha. If you have a piece of meat that's suffik treifa, it's a suffik treifa. The Gemara says teiku. We don't know if it's treif. And this meat gets mixed into a pot with other meat. And it's bottled. So the Rashbi asks, why is it bottled? And Mashiach will come. Teiku means, when Mashiach will come, Eliyahu will tell you what it is. So maybe Eliyahu will come and he'll tell you, he'll paskin. A dovish yeshav atirin is not bottled. It could be when Eliyahu Navi will come, this meat will be mutter. So the Rashbi asks, it should be a dovish yeshav atirin. This meat, what do you say to the kasha? The meat should be a dovish yeshav atirin. Why is it bottled? The halach is that things are not bottled if they could have a heter.
You'll get rotten.
So first of all, the kasha technically is a pella, the Rashba's kasha. It's not a davar sheyesh matirin, because if it's mutter, it's mutter now. If it's asa, it's asa now. It's a bit of a pella, the whole lumdis of the Rashba. Since the Rashba held that if it's mutter, but you have a teiku, it's also till the teiku is nispasha. But what Eli says, the Mordechai says, that yiskalkel atriyavai. You can't say Mashiach will come and pass in the meat is mutter. Yiskalkel atriyavai. It'll get spoiled by the time he comes. They're waiting a long time. So this seems to be a beferish. There seems to be a beferish of Mordechai that there's no such thing that you have to have an. We have an emunah. He could come. When the sapa he should come. Maybe he'll come. It'll take him a while to get online to have me answer the question. I don't know. Okay. I mean, he doesn't say Iskalkulachi Yishalu, I say. He says Iskalkulachi Yove. Now, this Gemara also seems to be a Rai. Am I wrong? The Gemara says that to be Matal Mum in Kachim Bizman Azeh is not an Issa Dai Raisa because it can be Makrivit anyway. But if I believe Mashiach is coming tomorrow, so what do you mean I can't be makrivit anyway? I'll be makrivit tomorrow morning. Mashiach will come tomorrow or today, and I'll be makrivit. Is this Gemara a good raya? I think Pashas, it should be a good raya from this Gemara. There's no such amuna with mitzapim lishu. We hope Mashiach should come. B'chayim shiyava. But there's no amuna, there's no matter of faith that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. That's what it seems. It seems from this Gemara to be a good raya. Now, there's a third Gemara. The Gemara says that Kayanim Bizman Azeh shouldn't drink wine. Because Mashiach will come, you have to do the Avaida. You have to do the Avaida. So Gemara says in Tainis and Daf Yud Zayin that Meikara was that way. In the beginning, Kayanim didn't drink wine. But, you know, you're waiting for Mashiach a long time. So the Gemara says, Kalkaltam Takantam. The fact that Mashiach hasn't come in so long, so the Kayanim drink wine already, because they're not holding by such a emunah that Mashiach is coming any minute. So we have three Gemaras, L'chaira. Not three. First is a Rishon, is the Mardechai, is Kakalachi Yavai. And our Gemara. And this Gemara with the Yayin, which seems to all support one another. Now it's interesting, Chuvas Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer he asks Akasha, an Agamar. He asks, Chazal said, Bizman Azeh, a farmer shouldn't separate Maisa Behema. Why? Why? You separate Maisa Behema, you're going to be stuck with a carbon. What are you going to do with it? It's going to come in the day Takala. So the Sefer writes, B'losh HaChidish, they were Mevatel, a Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. The Afrosh itself is an Aseh. But the Rabbanan have a power with Sheval Tas. They said, don't do it. You're going to come Lidei Takala. So the Sefer says, what's the issue? Separate Meiser and put a Mum, just like the Agamara. Gemara says, you can be Matal Mum in it. So just separate it. Be Matal Mum. It won't come Lidei Takala. That's what he asks. So listen to his Chap, his Teretz. He answers like this. The Gemara says, right after the Churban, they thought Mashiach is coming any minute. They didn't drink wine. So in the beginning, where they held, they thought it's going to be a short galus, just like the first galus. So in the beginning, there was this belief that Mashiach is coming any minute. So at that time, they made the gezeira, they were also to be matul mum. Because you're going to be matul mum, Mashiach will come, and the animal will still be alive. So they made the takana to be mevatel, the mitzvah saseh of ma'aser. So once they made the takana stayed. Later, Rava's memory in Agamara is later, where there's no such hergish that Mashiach is coming any minute. So Bizman Azeh, it's mutter. But that takana remained original. Okay, so these are all rayas in one direction. What seemed to be a riot is a mandiyam in the Gemara that says Mashiach is coming in Nisan, or in Tishrei, which also means not any minute, Pashtus. Now, Kenegdi, there is Igros Moshe. Now this is in the Igros Moshe Chelek Ches, which was something of a controversial volume, but as far as I know, everything that's in here, Moshe wrote. Some of them were letters, some weren't letters, but they all came from his pen. And in Simon Ches, there's Biur HaChiyuv L'tzapais L'bias Mashiach B'chol Yayim. And here, Ramesha says the following words. I'll have to explain the context, but he says the following words. He says, "Hachiyuv b'chol yayim v'yayim, l'tzapos ke'en vaday sheyovei hayayim." He says these words. "Hachiyuv l'tzapos b'chol yayim ke'en vaday sheyovei hayayim." He seems to say, like this... I didn't show it to the Rosh Kodesh by us. You know, he's always telling me the mitzvah. Mizrahi is all from stories. So, you know, stories are stories. But Ramesha has this lashon.
That would be sure. If every day we think that Mashiach is going to come, there's a sheet that says that you can only do Sfirah if you're going to do the whole duration of
the... Yeah, but when Mashiach will come, we'll still count Sfirah. So there's no issue. Mashiach will come, will still count Sfira, right? So,
there won't be a Shavuot there.
Sure there'll be Shavuot.
I thought that's only 700.
Mikol HaRegolim HaSidim Libatul, there'll still be Shavuot. Ramesh's Raya is from the Gemara of Yom HaNaf Kula Yasser. It says that on the 15th of, we bring the carbon Aymer, Chadosh is Yasser, until you bring the Aymer. The Aymer is the 16th, the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th. So really, the morning it should be Mutter, Bizman Azeh. We don't bring the Aymer. So Gemara has two tamer. Ramesh is going on one reason. The Gemara says, you can't eat in the morning. They made a gzeira yom enaf kula yaser, because maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built in the middle of that day, so you're going to start eating it in the morning. Because hashpa the leka aimer, heir mizrach matir. Now there's no aimer, you're allowed to eat it, but Mashiach will come in the middle of the day, and you already ate it, but you weren't allowed to eat it. They're going to bring the aimer. So Ramesh says it's a raya that you have to be chayshish. She's going to come any minute. That's Ramesh's raya. According to the Sam Sefer, it's not a raya. It could be right after the Chorbin, where they were taka mitzapin that Mashiach will come any minute. So Mashiach coming any minute. So there they made the gzeira of Yemen af kulay aser. Mameila, it blived, the takana blived. When they stopped being mevatla takanics, they're going to say Mashiach not coming. So mameila, it could be that the takana remained. But so like the Sam Sefer, it's not a raya. Nevertheless, it's written here, Kilu Ramesha held such a thing, that could it be such a thing that you have to believe Mashiach is coming any minute? Why Erev Pesach aren't we mechuyev to buy sheep? If you believe Mashiach is coming any minute, why? Dani Mamin is to believe achakelai, we're mechake, we're metaka mechapu, we're metzapeli Yeshua. We hope Mashiach should come, we want him to come. But we don't have an amunah. What kind of amunah? Unless a Navi told you something's happening. There's no amunah that's happening. So, I don't know. It's a very, very difficult thing to... As far as the raya from this Gemara, again, Rava says, you're allowed to be matal mumba kachim. L'chair, it's a good raya. What does Rava say? Because he can't be makrivit anyway, bizman hazeh. So it's a raya that there's no emunah necessarily that Mashiach is coming. This stipler knocks off my raya from this Gemara. The stipler asks that even Bizman Hazeh can bring karbanis. You're allowed to bring karbanis without a Beis HaMikdash. So stipler says there's no mitzvah, there's no mizbeach. He goes to his cheshbon. He writes at the end that he writes almost innocently for his shtickle Torah. He writes Havi karbanis shal Bizman Hazeh k'dechuyim gemurim. There's a halacha, maybe some of you remember from Lulav HaGazel, of by Kachim, that it's nitcha v'nira. If it's nitcha, if it's not roi, and it becomes roi, you're not makriv it anyway. So therefore, it would seem at first glance that the Gemara is a good raya. Because the Gemara Rava says, nowadays you're allowed to be matal mum. There's no istad to be matal mum in a karmic, because you can't be makriv it anyway. It's a raya that we have no such emuna Mashiach is coming today. According to the stipler, though, even when Mashiach comes, you won't be able to be makrivit. The stipler writes at the end of this piece that it's a nidcha. That when you are magdish a carbon today, you can't be makrivit now. You have to wait for Mashiach. So even Mashiach comes in 2 minutes, it's already nidcha. Nidcha v'nira is in a chayza v'nira. So memela, it could be that it's nidcha lagamri. So shayla bali chayim nidachim. But that's what the stipler says. So at least according to the stipler, the raya from the Gemara is not such a raya. It would be really shtadi if on the way out Mashiach came now. And it'd be good in many, many ways. But certainly we have to be mitzapa that he could come. Rapam has a shtickel in his sefer in the Torah Lamelech, a mitzapim li Yeshua. Why is it a mitzvah to mitzapa li Yeshua? We have no avtacha Mashiach is coming. So Rapam writes there that the tzipui li Yeshua itself helps bring Mashiach. The schusim of being mitzapa li Yeshua, even in Shvach Adar, helps to bring Mashiach. There's a Gemara, it says, Ein ben David ba at yisyayishu min hagula. Mashiach won't come till Klai Yisrael's miyayish. So Rabbi Yaakov says, what do you mean miyayish? Klai Yisrael's not miyayish. He says, at yisyayishu, people always feel that we'll find an etzah for atzaris. You know, we have a problem, we'll find an answer. Rav Juk used to say, when people dive into Rabbeinu Shalom for business, they say, Rabbeinu Shalom, look, I have a good plan for business, just make sure no one gets in my way. You know, like, I'll take care of it. You know, God, make sure no one gets in my way. We don't look that Rabbeinu Shalom himself has to do it. So, Rabbi Yaakov writes this idea, that Ein Ben David Bo, until people are going to be Messiahish, that they can do things, they can help themselves. And you're going to be Mitzapa Li Yeshua. Hopefully, that Tzipu Li Yeshua itself will bring Mashiach. But this Nekuda, if there's such an Emunah that Mashiach is coming any minute, It seems to me that it's incorrect, despite the fact that in this letter here in the Igros Maisha, it's Igros Vav in the eighth chelik of Igros Maisha, it seems at least to say differently. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.